All right now. Find a place that is free of all distractions. A place where you can relax and let go. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. Relax your eyelids to the point where they just won't work. That point where they just become so heavy, so comfortable and tired, that it feels as though it would be impossible for you to open them. That's right. Once you've accomplished this, allow the quality of relaxation that you have within your eyelids to flow through all parts of you, flowing into every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your being, from the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes, so that every part of you is touched with this relaxation. Remember that you're in control of this process, for it is you who chooses the depth of relaxation that you allow yourself to move into at this time. That's right. The more that you relax, the more that you allow yourself to relax, the more that the suggestions that I give you and the work that you do while you are in this relaxed state can sink into the subconscious part of your mind. The more that these words and suggestions can etch themselves in that part of your mind that we refer to as the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind has its own intelligence, its own wisdom. And your subconscious mind has far greater potential than your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind is limitless in its capacities. All that you need to do is learn how to tap into this limitless capacity of your subconscious mind. So as you relax now, as you allow yourself to relax, mentally examine your body for any areas that are particularly tense or tight. Any of those areas where tension tends to gather. And do your best to breathe relaxation into those parts so that they catch up and become as relaxed as the rest of you. That's right, it feels good to relax. It feels good to trust the process and to just allow yourself to feel safe and secure. Let's move further into relaxation. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1 with every descending number, move further into relaxation. The lower the number, the more deeply relaxed you become. The more deeply relaxed, the lower the number. starting now at 10. 9, relaxing more and more. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. In this very relaxed, very comfortable state of being that you're in now, you have greater access to the deeper levels of your mind. Spring is a time of change. It's a time of renewal. And it's a time of patience. It is a time of patience because it is a time when all things begin to move into a state of fruition. Seeds are planted in the ground and awaiting begins to occur. For those seeds that are planted do not grow immediately. They do not grow in an instant, but rather over time, as they are nurtured by the earth, as they are nurtured by the elements. Water, air, fire. Do the seeds begin to germinate? Do they begin to spring to life? Yes, spring is a time of renewal, time of new growth. When leaves begin to unfurl, and grass begins to grow. Imagine yourself setting out on a walk through a beautiful meadow. And this beautiful meadow is lit by golden sun, the most warming, relaxing light that you can imagine. And you can feel as this light permeates your skin, leaving you feeling at ease. And as you walk through this meadow, you can notice many things. You can notice how clean the air is. Perhaps you can feel the soft earth beneath your feet, footstep by footstep, the earth supporting you. Perhaps you can notice that the temperature is just right for you on this day. Everything just seems perfect, really. That's right. Everything is perfect in this place because it's just right for you. Soon you arrive at a garden. A garden with a plot of fresh soil. This is your personal garden. It's a garden in which you can plant seeds. Seeds of your choosing. Seeds that will grow the more that you nurture and care for them. So imagine that you could reach into your pocket and that you could pull out a small package of seeds. These seeds symbolize all of your hopes, all of your dreams, all of your desires, all of your goals that you wish to accomplish. Imagine that you could open this package of seeds and that you could pour them into your hand. Take a few moments now as you set a strong intent. As you set a strong intent as to what it is that you desire to plant within this soil. Think of the hopes, dreams, goals, and wishes that you would like to manifest in your life. Focus all of your awareness now on what it is that you would like to happen. Maybe you could see it clearly in your mind. Maybe you can only imagine that you can see it. The same purpose is served. Just picture, sense, think, and imagine what it is that you desire. That's right. And as you set this strong intention, imagine that you could imprint this intention, imprinting it onto the seeds, imprinting it into the seeds. And the seeds absorb all of those goals, all of those dreams, all of those desires, and all of the positive imagery, all of the positive feelings as you experience what it is that you want to manifest. Now, imagine that you could take those seeds, that you could take those seeds and that you could begin to plant them in the garden, planting them lovingly in the garden. That's right. It's symbolic that this garden, this soil, is the fertile soil of your subconscious mind. So as you plant these seeds into the soil, it is symbolic that you're planting these seeds into the deepest, most recesses of your mind. Good. And as you plant these seeds, you realize that all gardens need tending, that all gardens require water and fertilizer and sunlight. That all gardens require loving, caring, and nurturing. So too, do you require the same? So too, do you require loving, caring, nurturing, tending? And just like a garden requires that loving and nurturing, so too do your goals, your dreams, your desires. So too do all of those things require nurturing, loving, and tending. So I wonder if you could imagine for a moment giving this garden, giving these seeds the nurturing that they require, taking the time to water the soil, to give the fertilizer that is needed, to make sure that the seeds get just the right amount of light. Because you see, your goals, your dreams, they too require this same level of nurturing. And I wonder if it's possible for your subconscious mind to begin to drive this process now, quite automatically and autonomously, now that you have planted these seeds within your subconscious mind. I wonder if quite automatically and quite effortlessly it would be possible for your subconscious mind to guide the process of growing your goals, of growing your dreams. That's right. Right. Perhaps your subconscious mind can signal you now, signaling you as to the actions that you need to take. The actions that you need to take in your life to bring about these changes. Whether or not you are consciously or subconsciously aware of these actions, you'll find that after this session, you start taking new actions in your life. New actions that enable you to manifest all of your dreams, all of your goals, all of your desires. All because you took this time, this special time for you, this special time to communicate with the deeper levels of your mind, your goals, your dreams, your desires. You've now firmly etched, embedded, and imprinted these desires, goals, and dreams within your subconscious mind. And a new co-creation will begin to take place. A co-creation between the conscious and the subconscious mind. Take a few more moments and enjoy this pleasant state of being, allowing your mind to absorb everything that it learned here today. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, bring yourself back to full waking consciousness. Starting now at 1. 2, emerging from relaxation. 3. 4, coming up now. 5. 6. 7, coming up. 8. 9. And 10. Eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this program. If you enjoyed this program, you can purchase more MP3s directly on my website at www.donaldcurry.com. Take care and be well until next time.